Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. So we're in the middle of a discussion about the shilas that I think was Ilfa was just asking about washing the hands halfway and then does that work? Yadayim Taurus Lechatzayin or Ein Taurus Lechatzayin? I think there was a lot of back and forth what exactly I meant of Yadayim Taurus Lechatzayin. Does it mean what half of it was used with Netila, half of it was used with Shatifa? And where it says, well, if a person put half the hand in with a netila, poured water over half the hand, and then he would put the other half of the hand in the mikvah, well, that doesn't work because we said you're not able, there's no such concept as washing hands halfway. So I think where it says, no, it's talking about a situation where it was a little bit moist. After they wash half the hand, he dried it, but it was still a little bit moist. And then he washed the second half, maybe they're able to combine with the moisture left over, it's considered one netila. And where it says, no, we already know that doesn't work. Because that's based on the Mishnah we quoted in Mikvos, that going on the top of Tezayin, I read this inside now. The Mishnah says, HaNitzok VaKatres VaMashke Tofech Eino Chibur Lolotum Lolotara. That when it comes to any moisture, you want to try to connect, let's say there's a body of water here and a body of water there, and there's some connection of a little bit of moisture, that's not going to connect it to in regards to, let's say, Tumah. It won't bring Tumah from one place to the next, nor will it be enough to combine two waters to make 40 saw of mikvah for Tara purposes. So that's not going, just like it doesn't work by mikvahs, it's not going to work either when it comes to the Netilas Yadayim. So Gemara ended up saying, we'll read this inside from two lines down from the top of Tezayim Amud Aleph, Lo tzricha di'ika tofech lehat piach. There's enough moisture to make something else wet, but that other item that becomes wet will only be moist, but not wet enough to make something else wet. So let's see if that's clear in Rashi. Rashi says, around eight narrow lines down, tofech lehat piach sheyesh mashke harbe. There's a lot of water. So he washes his hand first, and on half the hand, and there's a lot of water. He dries it, but there's still a lot of water. Sheim, there's enough water. Sheim tafach bo. If a person were to touch that water spot on the hand, yachlat piach b'malkam acher. That other hand. So let's say my hand's wet here. This half is wet, and I dry it, but there's still moisture. If I touch this now, this left hand, this hand will be a little bit moist. If I touch the desk now, the desk won't be wet at all. That's the middle ground. But this hand wet enough to get something else wet. So if that is left over, and I pour on the other half now, maybe there's enough moisture here to combine it as if there's one netila in one shot. That's the shaila Ilfa had. So Gemara says that couldn't be the shaila because ha nami tanira, that too is a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us tefeach latpiach chibur. If there's enough moisture in that it could get something else wet, that will be enough for chibur. That will combine two bodies of water to make carry tumah from one to the next, or to combine two bodies of water to make it tahor in terms of mikvah. So that's clear. So it's important Rashi. If you look at Rashi, chibur. Halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi, he says chibur l'tuma l'tara. If it's tafayach la'tviach, it can create chibur, can create this connection between the two bodies of water. Ukasaka daitech l'havamina here is dehuah din l'netila. So just like when it comes to halachas of tumah v'tara, the same halacha should apply for netilas yadayim, and it should work as a chibur. It's definitely going to be good at netila. So the Gemara says, no. Who says it's the same halachas? Dilma l'inin mikvahs, Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe it's only chibur, only tofeach latpiach is a chibur in the world of mikvahs, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's Rabbi Yehuda? So the Mishnah in mikvahs tells us, ditnan, mikvah sheyesh bo arba'im sa' michavnos. Let's say the mikvah has exactly 40 sa' of water. Exactly. The yard du shnayim, two people going to the mikvah at the very same time, which happens to be a difficult thing because the way they come to the 40 saw is supposed to be exactly how it fits one person. I'm going to try to get two people in there. It's going to be a little tight in there. But let's say two people go in at the same time. They're both very thin. Okay. Yeah. Very thin. Okay. Fair enough. So the yard, I'm not sure anyone actually points this out. I'm just wondering this as we read along. Nothing on the bottom here. But either way, so two people go into the mikvah. So if it's bezachar, we're going to skip the parentheses. Bezachar, actually, let's read the parentheses. Because shnei bebasachas, if they go in at the same time, they're tahorim, they're both tahor. But bezachar, if one goes after the next, the rishon's tahor, because when the rishon entered into the mikvah, there was 40 saw. However, hasheni tamei, but the sheni guy is tamei, because when the rishon leaves, he's taking some water with him, on his body, on his hair. So there's now going to be less than 40 saw. So by the time the second guy gets in there, it's less than 40 saw, and it's not going to be a good mikvah, so he's going to be tamei. But comes on Rabbi Yehuda, which is why we needed this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Hayu Ragla V'Shavrisha Nogos, if the guy's legs are still in, he's leaving, but his legs are still touching, and the second guy dips in, then it's going to be Nogim B'Mayim, Nogos B'Mayim, Afa Sheni Tar. Then even the Sheni guy is going to become tar, because the fact that the water, the first guy's foot's touching the water, so the water of the mikvah is going to connect all the water in his entire body, and it's considered chibur l'mikvos. So says Rashi, to explain this connection now. So Rashi says, Dilma hadikatani chibur, that which we said that tefach latfiach is a chibur, maybe Rashi says linen mikvos only. Kamar, only with respect to mikvos, Rabbi Yehudahi, mishum gud achus, that's the svar that connects this. Umihu linen netila, which we're talking about netila sedayim, mibay, now is our shayla, it's still a suffix, ihavya netila kitikuna lechatzainala, is it good when it's half or not? Vein rayas chibur mikvos ray lakan. You can't bring me a proof from mikvos to the world of netila. Danan la mishum chibur mibaylan. Our shayla here is not about an issue of chibur, of connecting amounts of water of mikvos. It's about whether or not we can view this as being a current netila since it's still wet. And therefore, they're very different halachas. Again, when it comes to mikvos, it's all about chibur, connecting the two. When it comes to netila sedayim, it's about being covered entirely in water. Is that tefach latfiach considered being covered with that new netila? It's a different type of shayla.
Has work here?
Has what?
The good achas, you say.
So that's a reference. I'm not sure what he explains here. I think the idea is it's Eir Mechitza stuff. Eir, exactly. Yeah. It's a Gemara in Chagiga. I don't remember how he would apply this far here. I don't know. I forgot. Okay, so that's how we come to the suffix. So therefore, again, there's no raya for mikvos, and it's still an open question with regards to netila and shetifa lechatzayin on the adayim. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, different topic, but related to the half and half things we've been discussing. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hare Amru, the Gemara tells us there's a takana that we're told about, Haba Rosha Veruba B'mayim Shuvim. A person who most of his head and most of his body enters into Mayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim is drawn water. It's possible for mikvah. The way mikvahs work, you either could go into a fresh spring of water, a river, a lake, something like that, or you go into if it's rainwater, it has to be where the rainwater falls. It can't be that rainwater was transported elsewhere. So let's say any water showers, baths, these are considered Mayim Shuvim. It's water that was transported elsewhere. It's not a fresh spring. So therefore, it doesn't work for a mikvah. So they made a special gezerah, Haba Rosh of Ruba B'Mayim Shuvim. A person put his head and most of his body in Mayim Shuvim. Or V'Tahor Shenafla Rosh of Aruba Shlosha Lugin Mayim Shuvim. Or a person who's Tahor and 3 lug of water fell on him, or shower went on him. Tame delachet desi hitame. Why is he tame? What's the reason? So Rashi quotes, if you remember from Masechah Shabbos, Rashi says, tame, the first wide line down, tame lechuma ad sheyitbo. He's tame with regards to eating chuma until he goes to the mikvah. Why? Umigzera shmonasar davarhim. It's a mission prepared by the Masechah Shabbos. It says there are 18 gzeres they made, the Aliyah, the Rabbi Chanina, I think it was, in the mission there, the 18 gzeres they made. So why they make a gzera that a person who goes into Mayim Shuvim, he's going to become Tamei? My time, Gazer Allah. Why was this a gzera? The Fisha Hayah Lahem Maros Shruchim Letfila. They had these taverns, these caves and places where they go to the mikvah, where the water was very dirty, but it was still a kosher mikvah. Then afterwards they wanted to bathe, because the water happened to be disgusting physically. It was tahor, it was tevila, may mikvah waters, but it was still dirty. So they washed afterwards. People began to say, lo elu mataren, elo elu mataren. It wasn't the to mikvah that was matar, it was actually the bathing afterwards which was matar, which is of course incorrect. The gazer land, therefore there goes there, a person cannot go into the water, the bath, after, or at all actually. They first were gozer not to take a bath after the mikvah. Then shuv gozer, then they made another gezerah, altar, even a stam person who's tahor, shenaflu ala alav, shloshalugin mayim shuvim, dilau haula kaimaha. They had to make a certain gezerah. So again, they said you can't take a bath after you go to the mikvah, that's one gezerah. Then they said, you know what, in general, you can never take a shower with 3 lug, otherwise you're going to become tame from eating shuma, which is a fascinating thing. So, a person that takes a certain amount, I'm not sure the measurements, how they actually translate to baths, but I know they talk about, let's say, for a person who's makbid or wants to go to the mikvah for a bal carrier before davening. So if you can't make it to a mikvah, so you go into the shower for 10, 15 minutes, whatever the measurement is. So if a person takes a 15-minute shower, let's say, it means he becomes tamei. So that was the gzera. So they talk, it becomes very lemaisa now. What about a woman who goes to the mikvah and less of an issue if a man goes to the mikvah? Is that also going to be a problem? Could she or he not bathe after going to mikvah? Will that make them tamei again? Now, so they say, and it's not really true, but it won't be an issue because this halacha was only regards to truma, not with regards to a woman who doesn't need the nida, and not with regards to a man who goes to the mikvah. But they post him to talk about that it's really still advisable that even a man who goes to the mikvah should not go right away to take a shower or a bath afterwards. He should wait some time. How much of time is the post going to discuss? But I'm wondering right now, it might only be if he takes a shower that's going to be shlosh alugin, that's 15 minutes long, let's say. But if he goes into the shower after the mikvah, she goes into the shower after the mikvah, and it's only for a few minutes just to rinse off, that seemingly wouldn't be an issue. I'm not passing, I'm just saying this is an issue that does come up in the postkim. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says, but in light of this discussion, though, about this halacha, this gzera, so now comes on by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, chetche b'viya b'chetche b'nefila mai. So let's say this individual, half of his body, or rather, half his body entered into water of shuvim, and half the body had three lugan fall on top of him. So you don't have either one entirely, but you have in the aggregate, you have the shlosh lugan. So mai, what's the halacha? The Gemara says, take away. I don't know. Not sure what the answer is, Rabbi Yirmiyah says. They talk about here another shiloh of half and half. The postman told, let's say a person is wearing a tefillin shel yad of Rashi, let's say, and tefillin shel rosh of Rabbeinu Tam, or vice versa. Will a person get the mitzvah or not? He's doing half and half. Is that going to be comparable? So there's Shvus Yaakov who discusses this idea. At first he wants to think it's okay because they're both kasha tefillin. Then he says maybe they're not really tefillin because no one possibly said they're both good. One's good, the other one's definitely not good. Some are makbid to do both, just to be yotzei both shitas as a chumrah, but they're definitely both not good, so therefore he concludes one cannot be yotzei wearing one Rashi and one Rabbeinu Tam. That's a tarti desasre. Okay. Varnell says, next few lines, Amar, last shiloh of half and halves, Amru papa, hare amru, bal keri chola shenasa lav tishakabin, mayim, tahor. So bal keri, who's sick, so if he puts on top of him 9 kav of water, he's tahor. This is a Gemara in Brachos talks about how much water a person needs, what makes a person tahor. So, by Rav Papa, chetche betfilah v'chetche b'tzinamai. Let's say half his body goes into the mikvah. He's ideally supposed to go into the mikvah, but let's say only half the body goes into the mikvah. And the bottom half, let's say, and the other half, it's too cold for him to go in, so the other half he takes a shower and he puts 9 kav on top of him. Can you combine the two to make him tahor? Mai, the Gemara again concludes in a teku. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. This next Amud is going to be very, very technical now. Amr Echad Amr Bifani Nechtav, Echad Amr Bifani Nechtam is the continuation. The halach is that it's possible. That two people come, they return the Shli'ah, the get from Medina Sayyam. One of them says, I saw the whole thing written in front of me. The other one says, I saw the whole thing signed in front of me. The halach is that case is possible. So we have to take this very slowly and carefully to understand all the different cheshbonos here. So Amr of Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This halacha that's possible is only when they're both not holding it. One of them's holding it, the other guy is just accompanying him. So the halacha is that the guy holding it, the real shliach, has to say both, and he's not saying both, so that's why it's possible. Aval, but in contrast to that, get yotzei mitachas yidei shneim. If they're both actually holding on to it, Rashi says the last line before he turned the page, mitachas yidei shneim, shneim adukin bo. They're both grabbing onto it. Ushneim shluchim. They're both shluchim. Then they're kosher because now, as a whole package, they've said the sentence b'fani nechtav and b'fani nechtam, and that will be kosher. Top line of Amud Beis, it's kosher. Almas, we see from here. The Gemara says kesavar shneim shivu get. You don't have to say this. Why? Didn't they just say this? We just said that you did say this. How do you make such a conclusion? So Rashi explains on top here, kasher, v'afagav de lo klum kamer, even though they said nothing at all, they could have just been silent. To lechad atzich lememar, tavayo de lo, So rather, to lechada tichla meir tarayu, one person, one sheikh, we require to say both statements b'fai nechtam, de lo lichlefa b'kim shars d'amr, as to not get confused with other sharos, lest you think that one aid works for another shar as well. So we made this one aid forget to say something. Why is he saying something? To tell me that get is very different than a shtar. But afil hachi, kasher, de kasavar shnaim shivu get ain tichlomar. Why? The taima, the reason why we require one person to say b'fai nachtav is b'shum she'en a'edim b'tun l'kaima. A'edim were not around to be m'kaim the get. V'arei a'edim b'tun l'kaima. But in this case, there are two people who are here and present, so they are able to be m'kaim the shtar, and therefore they don't have to say anything. Even though they said something, it really has nothing to do with the kashrus of this get, has nothing to do with the statement. They could have again been silent because it was unnecessary for them to say anything at all. And therefore it's kashrus. Fine. So the Gemara says, Amr le'abai, so Abai comes along and asks, El mi'at, if that's the case, if you look at the seif of the Mishnah, dikatani, shnaim omruf, two people say, b'faneinu nechtav, ve'echramar b'fanei nechtam pasul. If two people come with a get, and they say, we saw the writing, and only one says, I saw the signature, that's pasul, Yehuda machshav. Yehuda says, that case is actually good. So taima, the only reason why they have such a machlokas is the ein haget yotze mitachzi de shneim, since it's not coming from both parties, so therefore one guy's holding it, and the one guy's holding it only saw the ksiva, and it's only the other guy who saw the chasima, that's why it's no good. But ha get yotze mitachzi de shneim, but if both of them were holding it, machshir rabbanan would permit this. Is that really the conclusion to be made? I'm like, yeah, that's the conclusion to be made. That's exactly right. That if they're both holding it, then it's a completely kosher get, according to both opinions, because you don't have to say anything.
Just by holding it.
Except by holding it, two people there, the fact that two people there and holding it, that means it's okay, because you have two shluchim. Once you have two shluchim, there's no need for anything. But v'chi ein, so wait a second now. V'chi ein get, yotzu mitachas yidei shneim. So then, if the Mishnah is talking about a case where only one's bringing it, the other guy's just accompanying him, and that's the machlokas of Yehuda or Rabbanan, whether it's good or not, so, but my plea, what's the machlokas if just I'm bringing the get and you're accompanying me? So, what's the machlokas? Why would Rehuda think it's good? Because I understand why the Rabbanan think it's good, because me as the shliach holding the get, I only say b'fai nechtav. I didn't say the whole statement, it's pasul. So, why do Rehuda think it's okay then? So, mar savar gazrinan dilma asir lechlufi b'kim sharos dama be'ed echad. The reason why the Rabbanan say it's not good is because if you permit me as a shliach to be the one aid, and I'm not saying the full statement, I'm just saying part of the statement, they're going to think that one aid works as well for regular shtar. So that's why the Chacham were gozer in this case. Umar savar lo gazrin, but Rehuda thinks we're not gozer. We have to figure out why he's not gozer, though. So just look at Rashi for some clarification. And Rashi says around halfway down, not halfway down, more like 10 narrow lines down the Rashi, but my pligi, what's the machlokas here? Hol ve'echad mevi'u, since one person's bringing this, again, the Pasha Pshah, the Mishnah is one person's bringing this get, and there's only another guy just accompanying him. So since one guy's bringing this, Rashi says, "Behu lo amar ketikun chacham." He didn't say the right thing. Amai kemachshir Rabbi Huda. Why did Rabbi Huda think that this is a good get? So Tanakama Savar, we understand the opinion of Tanakama. Afa pisha get yosim tachas aid hachasima. Even though the get's coming from one of the aid chasima, the shliach mihemenu rabban kitrei, and the shliach trusts him as too. Afilu hachi came into lo amar nami b'fani nachtav. Since he didn't say the proper statement, he's disqualified. However, Behuda says, Savar, Kevin dachachinu treyachrinu bimkomo, la sudiyaksiva sulo asi leachlufe. Now, this case here is talking about where he says, since they still need other two aidim to testify that this is written on the ksiva, then it's not going to be confused. Okay, again, it is not going to be an exact model to that of regular sharos, and therefore there's room to say it's not going to confuse the two. So it's, again, a very, very detailed technical machlokas, whether there's a concern of this very strange case of two people coming, whether that will lead to confusing with the case of sharos. Okay, but either way, what comes out of all this is that if both of them, according to this mandama right now, this lishna, if both of them are holding it together, there's no need to say anything at all. Whatever they say or don't say, it's completely mutter. The only shaila is, when one person's bringing it alone, that's the whole discussion. Now the Gemara presents a lishna achrina, a completely different opinion of the initial statement we had, that Amri le Amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar of Yochan, afilu get yotz mitachas yidei shneim pasul. So let's go back for a second. The Mishnah told us if two people came, one of them said Befarin Nechtav, the other individual said Befarin Nechtav, it's Pasul. So it comes along now, before we said that was only when only one guy's holding it, but when two guys are holding it, it's Kasher. Here it's saying no. Even when both of them are actually holding it, and they're both serving as a Shluchim, it's still going to be Pasul if only one guy says Ksiva and one guy says Ksima, Alma. So we see from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Kesavar, Shenayim, Sheviu, Get Mimidina Sayam, Tzrichan, Shiomu, Bifneinu Nechtav, Ubifneinu Nechtav. We see that when two Shluchim are coming from overseas, they both have to say that we saw the writing and we saw the signing. So in light of this, Abaye says, Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, according to this version, El Me'atav, that's the case. Seifa, which the Katani says, Shnayim Omer Bifneinu Nechtav, Vechad Omer Bifneinu Nechtav, Pasul, Rabbi Yehuda, Mach, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kasher, Afilu get yotzim tachshit shnei and pasli. Or is this safer talking about a case even when they're both holding it? Will he still say pasul according to what you said before? If two people are holding it, so pasul. So pasi or banan? I'm really in. Yes, that's exactly what we're saying. That this safer of the brisa says that even if they're both holding it, since they're not saying the statement of b'fai nachtav, it's going to be pasul, like Rabbi Yochanan just said. So if that's the case, we're talking about a case where they're both holding on to it, and it's still possible, but my kamifki, what's the machlokas here between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? So again, why does Rabbi Yehuda think this case is mutter? If they're both holding on to it, and they don't say a full statement, so the Gemara explains as follows. Mar savar, lefish ein bekin l'shma, u'mar savar, lefish ein edem etzum l'kaima. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda rechachamim, meaning, how do we fit this in? So if you look at Rashi, a little bit lower down than where we are in the Gemara, but my pligi, what's the machlokas here? Kolomer Rabbi Yehuda, Amai Achshir. So Tanakama, who says this is no good when two people are holding on to it, it's no good. Savar Lefish Ein Bekim Lishma Hilkach Shnayim Shehivu Get Tzichin Lamar V'Hani Lo Klum Amu Kedamrin. You need about Lishma, and they didn't say the proper statement. We still don't know that it was said that it was written and signed Lishma, so that's why it's possible. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Rashi explains Lefish Ein Between the Kaima, the reason why you required Befai Nechtam is to make sure that you're Mekai in the Shtar because Edom are not so commonly found in this place. Hilkach Shnayim Shevu, but since two people are bringing this get, Ein Tzrich Lomar Lo'ich Paslan. You don't need it because the two Edom, the two Shluchim are present to testify about the status of the get, and that's enough. And as long as they testify about the, they can testify about the status of the get, you don't need to say the statement. So the Machlokas or Bon Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, is really, I should say the other way around, really, the Machlokas Rav and Abba, Rava and Rabba is really a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. It's a machlokas Tanai. So that's what the Gemara says. Salema, is that to suggest that the Rabbi Rava Tanai? Rabbi Rava are arguing, they're repeating a machlokas that exists in the Mishnah. That's unlikely. They don't do that. Amorim only argue about new things. They don't argue about already existing machlokasim. So, well, not true. That's not, it's not the same machlokas. Rava Matarits Kilishnakama. Rava learns like the Lishnakama of this whole statement. I told you it's a little bit confusing. Let's read through Rashi. Rashi says, Rava, who holds again, it's all about Ein Edim Mitzun Nakaima, he learns the sugir like the Lishnakama of Rabbi Yochanan. De'ein get yotzim mitachashi de'shneihem, that the get, we're not talking about a case where the get comes from both of them. Because de'i shneihem hiviu, if two were to bring it and hold on to it together, de'chuli alma kasher, everyone agrees kasher, de'ein chichon latam l'fishen adim mitzun, we don't need the reason of the b'fai nachtav is not present because you have two Edim that are present. So he has to understand the Mishnah where only one person's holding it. V'hacha, here exactly, kishavu echad, osu shehid al chazima. Fine, so that's what he says. Now, according to Rabba now, so Rava understands again, the whole machlokas, Yehuda Chachamim is in his world. They're working in the world of Rava, of Ein Edim Mitzum Nekaima, and yet there's still a machlokas. Fine. And Rabba understands differently. Rabba says, back to the Gemara now, Rabba says, where'd he go? I lost him for a second. Rabba Amar, Amar Lecha, Duchli Amma, Beinu Lishma. Everybody agrees Lishma. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim require the Shema. So what's Machlokas, whether you have to say? So they both require the Shema. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that it's a good get if they didn't say the statement that you needed to say? So Hacha B'may asking, what are you dealing with over here? La'acha Shalomdu, where they already learned. They Lishma, everyone was learned. They learn the stuff, they know the need for the Shema, so there's no need to say Befai Nachtav anymore. That explains the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. There's no need for the Shema. There's no need to say it, because they all have the Shema. They're concerned whether or not maybe we're going to go back to the days of old where we didn't know the halachas anymore. And they're not going to know the Shema. So you always wanted to have the requirement of Bifai Nachtav to make sure in case they ever do go back to not knowing the halacha, we always say Bifai Nachtav. So the Mar Savar Gazunan, Chacham hold, we're concerned that it might revert back to a case where we didn't know. So therefore, even now, you should say Bifai Nachtav, even though currently it's unnecessary. However, Umar Savar, Rabbi Huda, Lo Gazun, he was not concerned, since currently they're Lamdu, they know. There's no need for Bifai Nachtav, and that's the Machlokas. But again, the very Machlokas, Rabbi Huda and Tanakama, is within the world, the Rabbah, of the Bikin Lishma. So it's not a Machlokas. Rava and Rabbah is not a Machlokas, Rabbi Huda and Tanakama. So Mar says, okay, if that's the case now, Liflog Nami Rabbi Huda Bereisha. So he should argue even in the previous case, says Rashi, three wide lines down or six lines up from the bottom of the Yamud. Liflog Nami Rabbi Huda Bereisha. Let Rabbi Huda argue even in the Reish of the Mishnah, Be'echad Omer Befai Nechtam, Be'echad Omer Befai Nechtam, came in the Yotzim Mitachas Yudei Shneim, Dilakaima Lekalimecha. Since two people are present, even though they said the wrong thing, it should be good because you have two people that are there. There's no need for Bikin and for Edim and Tunakaima. Ulishma, and according to Rabba Nami Halam, they were talking about a situation where they already learned Ulukukula Lachai. She wasn't concerned that they're going to forget this halacha. So even in the Tanakama, Rehuda, why does he wait to argue in the Seifa if his halacha is true, according to Rabba and Rabba, according to each in their own way? Rehuda should argue in every case of the Mishnah. Gemara says, Ha Itmar Allah, it was said on this statement, Amar Ula, Ula says, Cholakaya Rabbi Yehuda Af Rishona. And Echanami, you're right. He actually does argue even on the Risha, even on the Rishona. So everything is good. Fine. Gemara asks a Masiv Rav Oshaya Lula, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bezuv Loba Acheres. Ula, how could you say that Rabbi Yehuda argues even on the Risha? I have a first statement that says that Rabbi Yehuda only argues on this one, the Seifa, and not another one, not the Reisha. You can't just come and say he argues on the Reisha. No one says that. And this Bryce says Itaka doesn't argue. So my love, Lamute, Echad Omer Befai Nachtam, Echad Omer Befai Nachtam. When we say that Rabbi Yehuda argues on this and not that, is he not coming to say he doesn't argue on that case of one and one, the Reisha? Lo. So Gemara says, not true. Lamute Befai Nachtam, about Lo Befai Nachtam. He's not arguing on the case of where I say it was signed in front of me, but I didn't say anything about it being written in front of me. That's the case where Behuda does not argue on, where he agrees it's possible. So Kasaka Dai Techamina, I would have thought, just like he's not concerned that people are going to forget the halachas of the Shema, once they know, they'll always know. Dilma, Asa Lachlufa Bikim Sharaz Dama, Berechad Nami Lo Gazer. What's the svara here? Once there's no gzera with respect to Shema Yachsel Chikulo, maybe there shouldn't be gzera either of confusing one aid of a get to one aid of Kim Sharos in general. So maybe he should never have any gzeras at all and permit every single case. Right, that's what it seems like, exactly, yeah. So he says, Kamash Malan, not true. We can't say that. Now, the Rashi or Tosa doesn't explain what the Kamash Malan is, but I guess he's saying it's possible that they could know the halachas of Lishma, but he may not know the halachas of, exactly, of Kim Sharos. So Itmar Nami, this was also said, that Amar Yehuda, Shnaim Shavu, Get Mi Medinas Hayam, Banu L'Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanim. When two people bring a get from overseas, this is exactly the debate that we get between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. And that Rashi explained, the last line of the last Rashi in the page, De Itmar Nami, Kalishna Basra, like the second Basra, the second understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, the Beget Yotzim Mitachas Yedei Shneim, is still Machlokas. The first understanding was when they're holding on to it, both agree, even Rabbanan agree it's kosher. The second Lishna was that, no, if they're both holding on to it, that's exactly the Machlokas. So that's what this Gemara says. Let's keep going right here. I think we still have 10 minutes. I think we can get to the top of, there's a two dots on top of Yud Zayin and Aleph. We can attempt to get that. Okay. Gemara now says, Rabba Bar Bar Chana Chalash. Rabba Bar Bar Chana was once very weak, he was sick. Ol Lagabe Rav Yehuda Rabba Lishule Bay. So Rav Yehuda and Rabba wanted to ask Rabba Bar Bar Chana a question. Bay Minei, they asked from him, Shnaim Shehivyu Get Mimidinas Hayam. If two people are bringing a get from overseas, Tzrichem Sheyomer B'Fanei Nechtam B'Fanei Nechtam, O Ein Tzrichem. Do they have to say it? Oh, they do not have to say it. This is what we were discussing above. Amar lem. So Rabbi Bar Barchan responds, Ein trichim, there's no need to say it. So Ma, he explains, the Svara, Ma ilu yomu b'fananun girsha milo mehemne? So had they said, we saw her get divorced, that would have been good. That's a good testimony. If they, to be said, we saw Reuven and Rachel get divorced, so that's certainly going to be a good testimony. So certainly, when they bring the get, let's know what greater testimony than bringing the get, saying they saw it. Adahachi, as this went through, transpired also Hahug Chavra, a certain Chavra, which Rashi says on the top of Yedzayin Amar Aleph, means a Parsi, a certain Persian came along, a non-Jew, Shakla Sharga Mikamayo, he put out the fire, put out the candle. Rashi explains, Shakla Sharga, Sheyesh Le Parsayim, the Persians, Yom Eid, they had a holiday. Shein Marlikin Or Bosa Yom El Bebes Avodah Zarah Shelahem. The rule was that you're only able to light candles in the place of worship of the Avodah Zarah on the days of their holiday. So therefore, they had to take this off. They had to remove the candle. Okay. So Amar Rachmana to this, they said, Rachmana Hashem, O Betulcha, O Betul Debar Yisav. We rather be in your shade, hide us in your shade somewhere, or put us, as Rashi explained, or send us into Gullus in the shade under the protection of the Bnei Esav. So Rashi explains, Rachmana o betulcha, o hichbiyah b'tzelcha, either hide us in your shade, in your protection. The tail, oftentimes in Aramaic, the tes and the tzadi will switch each other. Like in grammar, we have tense of hitbael. So hit labashta, hit rachta, certain letters switch. So when it comes to tzadi, we switch a tzadi in the tough and it turns into a tes. So many times you have the tes and the tzadi switch each other in Aramaic. So betulcha really means tzilcha. So when he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hide us in your shade, protect us from these Persians. Oh, Rashi continues, higleinu bitzel ben Esav, to exile us to the shade, to the protection of ben Esav, shehein mechabdin osana, that they will show a tremendous amount of kavod to us. So obviously it changes depending on what time period you live in. But in that time period, it was Bnei Esav were nicer than the Persians. So the Gemara says, Lameimer, is this to suggest the Romai Mali Persai, the Romans, the Bnei Esav were greater than the Persians? The Bnei Shmuel, is that true? Fatani, Rabbi Chia, doesn't Rabbi Chia teach us, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Eicha, Elokim Haven Darka, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the way, Hu Yoda Es Mekoma, and he knows his place or her place. So what does this mean? Yodea Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows Klai Yisrael Sh'ein Yichalon L'Kabba Gezeres Remai. He knows that they're not able to withstand the decrees of the Romans, the Christians, the Bnei Esav. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Amar, he stands, Kiviyachol. V'higlal Som the Babel, he sends him off to Babel, to the Persians. So this Pasuk in Eicha sounds like the Persians were nicer than the Bnei Esav. How could the Gemara here say that the Bnei Esav were greater than the Persians? That's the Gemara answer, Lakasha. It all depends on the situation. There's no set rule. When Babel was greater for the Jews, was before the Chavri, which Rashi says means the Persians, before the Persians got there, it was a great place for them to go. Once the Persians got to Babel, then Babel became worse, and it was better for them to be among the Bnei Esav, among the Romans. But of course, imagine changes over time, as we know from this past century. You know, the Christians in the Holocaust, and currently in the Persians, the Bnei Shmuel, during the present. Okay, have a wonderful day.